Bottom of the first inning, no score. The Dragons coming to the plate for the first time. D.D. Gregorius, Kevin Finer, Andrew Means. Due up to face the right-hander Jason McEachern. McEachern, 6'2", 160, 19 years old, 0-3 on the season with a 5.79 ERA. McEachern from Hickory, North Carolina, was a 13th round selection by the Rays in the 2008 draft. So far, through four starts in 2010, McEachern has had an up and down year. Took a loss in the first three starts he made and never survived past the fourth inning, the exception of once. However, a non-decision his last time out, the seven-inning game on Sunday against Lake County, pitched the first six, allowed just three hits and no earned runs. Walked two, struck out two. So he's coming off his best performance of the season. The lefty, D.D. Gregorius, standing in, and he takes ball one, a fastball inside and below the knees. Gregorius has driven in runs in each of the last two nights, trying to turn around a skid that began in mid-April. It takes a strike here, and it's 1-1. That was a breaking ball down the middle. Gregorius, just 10 for 53 from the plate. It's a 189 over the course of his last 10 games. Here's the 1-1 to the lefty, and he takes ball two. Fastball low. Gregorius, according to Baseball America, top-rated prospect on the Dragons roster, number 15 in the Reds organization. Here's the 2-1. Taken low, breaking pitch, Mitching, 3-1. Defensively, for the Hot Rods, Mark Thomas is the catcher. Ryan Wiegand over at first place. Up the middle, Tyler Bortnick at second. Diohannes Luis at short, with Julio Cedeno at third. Here's the 3-1. Outside, and Gregorius has himself a leadoff walk. That fastball well off the plate. It took five pitches to get Gregorius to first. He hands his batting glove to the Dragons hitting coach Ken Griffey. And he makes way for Kevin Finer, the right-hander. Coming to the plate, Finer, just a 219 hitter through 10 games played. No homers, no RBIs. He's been a utility man for manager Todd Benzinger at second base tonight defensively. And he takes a strike over the outside edge to open up the count 0-1. Fastball thrown by McEachern. Finer, the former Wisconsin Player of the Year back in his high school days. Here's the 0-1, well off the plate. There's a curveball, 1-1. Pitch outside and low. Hot Rods middle infielders playing deep and on alert with Gregorius at first. He has two steals in four attempts. Does have good speed. Got a big lead off the bag at first. Looking over is McEachern. Now he will pitch, swung on by Finer. Right field line, floating foul and landing foul. One ball, two strikes. No score here in the bottom of this first inning. Finish up the defensive alignment for the Hot Rods. Left to right in the outfield, Chris Merle, Ty Morrison, and Brett Nomanson. All three with above average speed. Gregorius resumes his lead at first base, trying to get into scoring position. Finer behind, 1-2. The pitch from McEachern is taken high. The breaking pitch didn't quite break. Two balls, two strikes. Waiting in the on-deck circle is Andrew Means, the Dragons' best hitter. A 318 clip from the plate so far, but he has cooled off as of late. Meanwhile, the 2-2 to Finer. Curveball, swing, and a foul tip. Finer stays alive. We have a late swing offering at that one. Another crowd. Another sellout crowd, but still a few empty seats here in the early going, but that'll fill up quick. No score here in the bottom of the first. Once again, the lawn section behind the right field wall is packed. Meanwhile, Finer hits it towards right field. But right at Nomanson, who makes a low grab for out number one. Nearly misplayed that one. Had to reach down below the knee. And the right-handed thrower able to grab it with the glove.
Yeah, it's as though he didn't really have a good track on it off the bat even.
So Finer, the first man retired in the Dragons' half of this first inning. Gregorius still at first, and Andrew Means will look to advance the runner. As he steps in, Means, former football player at Indiana University, led the Big Ten in runs on the baseball side his junior season. First pitch popped up. This one floating towards second. Calling for it is Bortnick, and he makes the grab. One pitch, second out recorded as Means trots back to the home dugout, looking disappointed.
It's kind of interesting that they're not attempting to have Didi Gregorius try to steal here. No attempts to move him over via the bunt, no attempts to steal, no really even looks at the steal so far early on, playing a little close to the vest.
Two down. There you see Gregorius crouched over. McEachern gives him a look. Now gets set for Chris Richburg from the right side. Instead, throws a quick check throw, but Gregorius able to slide back head first and is safe. Well, Richburg, the April hitter of the month for the Dayton Dragons, was honored yesterday at a luncheon at the Texas Roadhouse in Fairborn. First pitch to Richburg. Swung on, hit well, high in the air to left field. Back goes Merle looking up, and that ball is gone. A two-run home run for Chris Richburg. It's Richburg's third home run of the season, RBI number 18 and 19, and he is being congratulated by his teammates as he heads back to the dugout.
Yeah, they left the fastball a little bit over the plate too much. He's trying to get inside on him, but it was not inside enough, and Chris Richburg deposited that one deep off the concession stand and left.
A moonshot by Richburg. 2-0 Dragons. With two down in the bottom of the first inning, here's a breaking pitch low and outside to Kevin Connington, the fifth man to the plate here for the Dragons. Connington playing in just his second game after missing nearly a week and a half on the disabled list, the fractured jaw. Here's the 1-0. Strike taken right down the middle. Fastball offered by McEachern. Connington has hit well this season. Hit a home run in each of his first two games to begin the year. Meanwhile, a curveball comes in low. It's two balls, one strike. Kevin entering today's game with an even 300 average. Two homers, I mentioned, six RBIs. Former All-Star in this league last year. Here's a fastball outside. Three balls and one strike. So it has not been the start that Jason McEachern was hoping to get off to for Bowling Green. He walked the first man he faced and gave up a two-run home run with two outs a moment ago to Chris Richburg.
Here's a guy who could take you out too, Connington.
There's a 3-1. Hit well, right field line, heading towards the corner and foul. Full count on the way as Connington takes his time getting back into the batter's box. Kevin, a big kid, Westland, Oregon, 6'4", has shown some pretty good speed on the base paths as well, some unusual speed. You wouldn't expect a guy that size playing the catcher spot to be as mobile as Kevin has shown that he can be.
Stole base last night.
Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swing, line drive, right field, and it drops in for a base hit. Two-out single for Kevin Connington. Keeps the Dragons alive here in the bottom of the first inning. Dayton with a 2-0 lead, and now Mark Fleury, the designated hitter, will stand in from the left side. Fleury, mentioned at the top of the broadcast, how well he has been hitting the ball lately. He had a double again last night, a ground rule double on a hit to center field that bounced over the wall. It was his only hit of the night. He went 1-for-3 but scored 2 runs. He was also hit by a pitch for the third time in 4 nights. He'll take a fastball here high to open up the count at 1-0. Two down, Bowling Green trailing 2-0. The Dragons looking to pad that lead. Remember, they scored 3 runs early on last night in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the 1-0 to Flurry. Fastball low. According to home plate umpire Matt McCoy, 2-0. Flurry, a former fourth-round pick with the Cincinnati Reds in the 2009 draft from the University of North Carolina, played in a couple of College World Series out in Omaha. Here's the 2-0. Breaking pitch, strike called. Outside edge, 2-1. And while Coddington, looks like he's just relaxing over there at first base. Now he'll take a lead. Not a very big one. Ketchern looks over his left shoulder. And now throws a check throw over to first. Coddington back easily. Flurry still has a ways to go. Just .189, that's his average. Again, got off to that horrific start. No homers, 3 RBIs, but has slowly but surely shown improvement. Here's a well-hit ball down the line, right field, and gone. 2-run home run, Mark Flurry, and it's 4-0 Dragons. As if he was listening to our conversation a moment ago. Flurry displays the power, his first homer of the year. And there was no doubt about that one. Well over the right field fence, and he is all smiles as he re-enters the home dugout.
Yeah, they've got a beat on him right now. His fastball is just not fooling anybody. And it didn't take too long to figure that out. He got a little bit ahead of Kevin Finer. Andrew Means really get underneath the ball. But the next three guys have really had a great contact. So we'll see if this can continue. But this was my point early on. Early runs into this game means everything for Dayton. Now they can maybe get Brian Pearl deep into this game.
Well, it is 4-0, and all 4 runs have come with 2 outs in the bottom of this first inning. And that summons pitching coach R.C. Lichtenstein, who has a brief word for his battery and returns over to the visitor dugout. First pitch to Frank Pfister is popped back and foul off the top of the backstop. Frank balls behind 0-1. Pfister, the number 7 hitter in the order, had a 10-game hit streak snapped Tuesday night. Still hitting over .300 the last 13 games, a .313 clip, 15-for-48. Popped up right side, floating foul and landing foul. Frank behind 0-2. Pfister, a native of California, and a pretty big Lakers fan. I spoke with him this morning about the Lakers' victory last night.
Won't hold it against them.
He was fired up. Here's the 0-2, a swing and a miss. Pfister chased the curveball low and is retired. That'll do it for the first inning. A big one for the Dragons. A 2-run shot for Chris Richburg, a 2-run homer for Mark Flurry. It's 4-0 Dragons. We head to the top of the second inning. Sponsored by Voss Auto on 1410 ESPN Radio.